Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Stop shuffling through life like a zombie. You're bumming everybody out. Grab a CardoMax Energy Intensifier and wake up. Owned and operated by former Navy SEAL Sean Mattson, CardoMax's Energy Intensifier will help you power through your workouts and dead afternoons with vitamins B3, B6, B12, caffeine, and BCAAs. Use the promo code DB to get 30% off your next four orders at CardoMax.com. That's CardoMax.com, helping you achieve your max. Yeah! Welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. It is a fine Monday afternoon. I'm riding solo today, unfortunately. We had a mishap over the weekend with some flights and the live show in Kansas City, which we'll get to in a second. Now, Dan was smart, and he drove. He also had to pick up his girlfriend's furniture and bring it back here, so he also didn't have a choice. However, I'm starting to think that driving is now the new future versus flying.
It's Amtrak, actually.
Is it? Yeah. Did they sign the infrastructure bill?
I'm just saying. Okay. This is all deep state work to get more Amtrak line laid.
Because that's what we really need in this country is the trains to be operating again. Holy shit. First, a tad of house cleaning at the top. We've gotten a lot of DMs today regarding Chuck Liddell and the incident that happened last night or early this morning, however you want to look at it. Look, we are looking into it. Yes, his podcast is on our network, Icebreakers. It is on hiatus because his co-host was actually filming the new Rock show. Young Rock season 2, but they shoot it in Australia, so we had put it on hiatus anyways while he was there shooting that series. We will review all the facts in this case as more time goes by. We have not reached out to Chuck this morning. Obviously, he's got some bigger issues right now that he's dealing with, but as soon as we get to the bottom of it, we'll address that show and our status and relationship regarding Chuck as it goes forward. What I can say is this, though. I've spent, days, weeks with Chuck Liddell in person. He's not that guy. I love Chuck. He is... Giorgio, how would you describe Chuck? I would say he's just like a lovable giant.
Always a smile on his face. Yeah. Always taking the time to talk to whoever, take a picture with whoever. Yeah, it was always super nice to me. You know, it was always welcoming. Like, we spent many, 45-hour-long Uber rides together where it was just hanging out, and I really liked him all the time I spent with him, so that's same. All I can say.
Yeah, same. And we know him and his family and all that other stuff, so we'll wait for the facts of the case to come out. Obviously, I'll touch base with him later on. Today's probably not the best day to do that, but we're on it, so just know that, and we're not hypocrites on this show. What we talk about actually goes down, and if it is something indeed that is awful, we will get to the bottom of it. We've got plenty of friends in the police department out there in Los Angeles. Now to the top story here with Southwest. My God, man. So we got caught up in this yesterday. We were supposed to do a live show from the Kansas City Chiefs game, and they were playing the Bills last night. I want to give a special shout-out to Jeremy Farmer. I'm going to go ahead and put the Drinking Bro of the Week up front this week with Jeremy Farmer. He was kind enough to host us at his tailgate, went out of his way to buy food and booze and all that other stuff. And we were supposed to do a live show there at 4 o'clock tomorrow. When I woke up at 4 a.m. To hop on my flight, I'd gotten a text from Jack Mandeville, who's flying out as Chet Scovlin from the Buffalo Bills. So the Chiefs were playing last night. And he said his flight was canceled, and he sent me a screenshot from Southwest. And I thought, oh, man, that's not good. that's a 9 a.m. flight. And if you're going to cancel at 4 o'clock in the morning, something else clearly happened. The weather was fine here. It was fine in Austin, Texas. It was fine in San Antonio. I had read some reports that there was some weather delays around the country. Make no mistake about it, this was no delay. They were just flat out canceling flights across the country, and then we later found out that it was over 1,000 flights had gotten canceled on Sunday. Now, I was on a different airline. Giorgio and I were on Delta. What we didn't know was going into Saturday night, they had canceled over 700 Southwest flights on Saturday. So all those folks were trying to hop on other flights to get out of there and go to their destination. Since Saturday, we saw a lot of people sleeping in the airport. That's something that I'm not used to seeing in Austin. In Atlanta, yeah. Hartsfield, you betcha. I have slept in that airport on numerous occasions, but not in Austin. It's not that type of airport, and it's pretty small. So to see the chaos and confusion going on there yesterday morning was a little bit shocking. And then as the story started to come out about what was going on with Southwest, I knew this was a bigger issue. Now, look, with Delta and American and United and all those other guys, the report that we got why our flight was delayed, and they were trying to put Giorgio and I on a flight up until like maybe 6:50 at night. Was that the LaGuardia flight, Giorgio, to New York City last night?
We're going to send you from Texas to New York and then back to the center of the country again. And we hope you really think of us again when you're choosing your airline. Love, Delta.
Look, man, I know they're all going through it. I think they had cited exhaustion with the pilots, which also didn't make sense.
So there's some interesting, well, I don't know about Delta, but Southwest is what caused everything.
It was. And we'll get to that in a second. But, I know that spilled over into all the other airlines and everything else. But still, I had this flight booked for a while. I don't know why, the pilot's now exhausted? Or are you just gangbanging these trips and we don't know about it? Because we've heard reports of that as well, Bob, with some of these pilots who are claiming that they're being forced to fly extra hours and there's not enough turnaround time and all the other shit. I can't confirm any of that. I know Dan has reached out and we'll have some information on fake news this week about all of this, but all of this came from Southwest. And again, the first media reports we got was that it was weather related. It was not. None of this was weather related. And then once we started chatting with people, we learned that because of the vaccine mandate that was recently imposed last week with Southwest, 650 employees had walked off the job. It's understandable. I'm not sure where we got to in this country where we were like, hey, it's going to be mandatory. That's you've got to get vaccinations. Otherwise, you're going to lose your job. I don't think that's in the Constitution, and I know it's not a law. Now, I guess as a private company, you would have the right to impose whatever you want, but one would imagine they've got unions in place for this reason, and I find it hard to believe they're going to be able to enforce this and that there won't be a fuck ton of lawsuits against Southwest from their employees. I'm not sure what their union looks like there, but I have a feeling they're probably getting together as we speak and deciding what the next course of action is. Now, the rest of the airlines have followed suit, except for Delta. Delta was the only one thus far, and I don't know if they've caved yet. Bob, you'll have the answer to this. But Delta, to my knowledge, is the last airline that is not enforcing vaccinations on its employees. So,
as of 4 days ago, Delta has still not.
Still not. Okay. So that's the last airline left. However, if you keep treating people like this across the board, you're going to fucking nuke out all travel. The interesting part about it is the media's response to it. No one wanted to fucking talk about this whatsoever. Like, I looked for the last 36 hours of like, hey, man, give me something other than weather delays. They also said air traffic controllers, were having problems with the weather as well. They weren't. They were having problems with their employer. But not the weather, and they all just walk the fuck out. So that's easier to swallow than this. And did you think it was not going to get out? Like, did you think, oh yeah, we can really fucking snow them in with with these delays on just a full day of canceled flights, Saturday, Sunday, Monday? Because today it's going on right now. Now, granted, it's down to like 600 flights that have been canceled today as of 1,000 yesterday, so I guess good job, but there's a ton of people who are still stranded. And there's a bunch of Drinking Bros listeners who are still stranded. I've gotten reports from Houston, San Antonio, Austin, St. Louis, that people are still stranded and they can't get back. I guess you're going to have to hop on another airline, but beware, most of them are booked, and you're going to have to go through what we went through yesterday, where they're trying to accommodate other people and everything else. Flights are extremely delayed all across the country, and they're going to send you to different cities and everything else. The shittiest part about it, too, is they don't pay for any of this. So I had hotels reserved, nuked. We had cars, all that other stuff that were prepaid for, nuked. I guess I didn't sign up for the the insurance of Orbitz or whatever, but let's face it, man. Does that shit really fucking work? Have you ever signed up for Orbitz once in your life, the Orbitz insurance or whatever? Whoever your traveler is, Kayak or whoever else you're booking shit through. Let's face it, there's not a lot of people who are still using old school like travel agents anymore. Does anybody sign up for that insurance? It's like, hey, for another $300, we'll protect your trip and everything else, and we'll take care of you. No, because you have to sit hours on the phone with customer service and then go through all this fucking paperwork that's completely mindless and pointless, and then to get to a result where it's just like, well, you could have gotten on the flight at $650 to go to LaGuardia or whatever it was. No, motherfucker, the game started, dude. Where I was going yesterday was for work. We travel all the time. 13 out of my last 17 flights have now been canceled. I'm supposed to go to Craig Dulesky's wedding this weekend. I don't know if we'll get there. I have no idea. I have not been on a flight that has been on time or not canceled in maybe 2 months at this point. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. If you think this is going to magically clear up by the end of the week, you got another thought coming, my man. When thousands and thousands of people are fucking stranded and they're trying to get to their destination, they're going to accommodate them first. They don't give a fuck about people like us. So who gives a shit? We'll see. What I can tell you is, Craigers, I love you, and I'm going to try my goddamned hardest to get there for your wedding, D'Anthony and I. We'll see. It's a coin toss at this point. So I'm going to read you here, because this was Drudge. Drudge was the only Drudge report, and yes, we're down to that. Drudge will flip on anybody. I don't really give a shit, but finally, they posted something, and MSN got involved. Southwest Air pilots seek to block COVID vaccinations mandates, and hey, congratulations. This is why all the flights were canceled. So we'll see. But right now, there is an existing lawsuit over alleged U.S. labor law violations. Who knows? I'm not sure how this is. They do have a fucking... Southwest does have a pilots association. And they're asking for an immediate hearing and request before a federal court in Dallas, which is where Southwest is based out of, claiming the carrier has continued to take unilateral actions that violate terms of the Railway Labor Act. It all comes back to the railway, Bob. God damn it.
Amtrak. Cui bono. Cui bono.
Who benefits? Who benefits? Amtrak benefits. I wasn't aware that this was part of the fucking railway. Like, why?
Look, the trains are always lurking in the shadows. There's just a man in a conductor's hat sitting in a dark corner smoking a cigarette.
What the fuck, dude? We're here. We're back to trains. We're back to trains again. But we'll see how all this shakes out. Now, my personal feeling on it is I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't care if you got the vaccination or didn't. It's your body, your choice. I really don't give a shit about that. It's the same way I feel about that fucking abortion law in Texas, to be honest with you. I don't know how you tell women, hey, it's your body, your choice. I don't really understand that either. But whatever. Today is not about abortion. It is about the vaccinations. And especially over something that is not 100%. None of them are at 100%. They are all moving to booster shots, which gives me further hesitation to be like, wait a minute. So fuck. This vaccine that I'm supposed to do is now on a booster shot, and then what's the next booster shot? And then we're into just flu season at that point. Flu has disappeared, and we're into vaccination season for COVID, and that's fine, but let's just call it as it is. It's a booster shot for something that is ineffective. Therefore, you have to take something else. Otherwise, if it was 100% effective, great. We wouldn't need booster shots. But they've all been approved now for booster shots. Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, all these other guys. And if you're keeping score at home, Delco Dan is still winning in the fight for who has the best vaccination back there behind you guys. So congratulations, and I want that known, okay?
Pfizer. Let's go.
Yeah. Bob is still stuck on J&J, and he regrets it every single day.
How does it even work with the booster shot? You never got a second shot.
Well,
the boosters, the say, I don't know.
They're offering one. So Johnson & Johnson has asked the FDA for immediate approval of their booster shot as well. So they will have another shot. I guess if you took Pfizer, because they've just approved that booster shot for Pfizer, so that'll be your third if you're keeping track at home. And I don't really know how that's going to work, but I know this. Bob's going to die. Okay.
I'm getting a fourth shot.
Yeah. Yeah, you should. Dude.
I'm becoming a superhuman.
Yeah. Let's do that. Like, I'm fine with that. But when Bob dies, there is a parental figure who will take over and father the child.
That's me.
That's Delco Dan. He has graciously volunteered over and over and over again every single day to take care of your child. So,
well, no.
Yeah.
He hasn't. To care for the child, not so much. To come in and like teach it how to lift weights or something, and then leave. Like just like talk about like I don't know, like just like do push-ups in front of the baby and leave is what he's volunteered to do.
There is some. I think you're underestimating his core workout because it's a lot of legs with Dan and that's. That's what your core is all about. So I think teaching a child good core strength is probably very important, Bob.
That's fair. We're doing that. We have to do that right now, right? He's got to get the neck muscles going or whatever. So Dan might be there for that. But once it's time to feed and change, Dan fucks off and Cuck Dad comes back in.
By the way, if you're watching at home on YouTube, hammer the like button so we can beat whatever bullshit fucking shadow ban we're under. That'll drive us to the top, if you even got notified of it today. Luckily, we have the audio, and who cares? But as you'll notice, Bob is wearing a Braves jersey. Braves are playing an afternoon playoff game today on a Monday, which is also happens to be Indigenous Peoples Day. So congratulations to that. I got that lovely reminder on my calendar this morning. It said Columbus Day first, and then underneath it said Indigenous Peoples Day. So they're really trying to push that. I woke up to that alert this morning. But they just won, correct, Bob? That's over, right?
The game is over, not the series. They're up 2-1 in the series. They play tomorrow, I think, in the afternoon as well.
Okay.
So.
And by the way, I this is no lie. So on my Outlook, it's an Outlook calendar, not a Google calendar. I lied to you. I lied to your face. Oh, shit, and they got me on a Southwest fight that I can't catch. No lie. If you can zoom in there, boom. So all day it says Columbus Day, United States. And then right underneath it, so that's in green. Right underneath it in blue, it says Indigenous Peoples Day. So
I think they're both federal now.
Are they?
Yeah, I think Indigenous Peoples Day is also a federal holiday now.
You're kidding. But it's on the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing the white people have taken over. Hey, we'll give you your own holiday, but it's going to be on the holiday that we celebrate.
Well, it should be Leif Erikson Day.
But... yeah, it should be, but it's not. It's not. It's Columbus Day and all the great things he did for this country.
Third.
Okay.
He went to the Bahamas.
Did he?
Yeah.
What were the first two?
I mean, the people that lived here.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
And then
the indigenous people, right?
The indigenous people.
Sure.
And then Leif Erikson got here. And then I think there was an Irish monk before Leif Erikson. So.
Okay. Why did Leif not get his credit? Are you guys doing a story about this on Softcore History tonight?
No, we're doing a Halloween horror month.
Oh, shit. That'll be
so
fun.
We got Jesse. You got your wife tonight.
Yeah. Are you guys live tonight?
Well, no, we're never live.
Okay. It'll air tomorrow.
The audio drops tonight.
Okay, great.
Video will be tomorrow night.
Awesome. Hey, subscribe to Softcore History. Jess will be on there tonight. She crushes. She doesn't give a shit about anything, by the way.
No.
Yeah. She always is. Whenever she's on other people's shows, it's a banger, dude. So I'm looking forward to it.
And we're doing a serial killer.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she lives for. God damn, that's what she lives for. You know what I made her watch last night was Old. Yeah. I wanted to see it. I get, for whatever reason, I'll still get caught up in the M. Night Shyamalan's bullshit. And Old was something that from the trailer, I was like, all right, this is creepy enough that I'm in. You got me.
He had a comeback.
He did.
Split and
Split did well. Yeah. Old did well. I think he's doing, I think he signed a fat deal with like HBO as well. M. Night is fine. He's fine. And I like his whole shit. He inserts himself in every movie like Hitchcock used to do. He did that in Old as well. But there's always, as Jesse will tell you can ask her this tonight. Oh, is it Shyamalan? Well, you know, there's going to be a twist, and there was a twist at the end of it, but I was like, meh, the concept of it is really great. So if you haven't seen it, the concept is people go out to this beach, and on this beach, they age rapidly. I think you live your whole life in like 2 or 3 days, and it's fucking wild because you see like kids who are like 3 years old that, you know, several hours later end up being like 26 years old, and you're just like, oh shit. All right, M. Night is one of the better ending, that's all. But I made her watch that. I guess you would classify that as horror, one would imagine. And she's all
thriller?
In. Thriller, I guess. I don't but she's all in on all of the fucking serial killer shit. So just not so much horror films.
Mm-hmm.
So you can ask her about that. Every night she falls asleep to one of those goddamn serial killer docs or podcasts. You name it, she'll find it. The one thing that I was surprised about, ask her why she didn't go to the serial killer Comic-Con. You know, there's a like a fucking Comic-Con now for serial killers. So ask her why she didn't do that.
I believe the first American serial killer on record is from Delco.
Really?
Yeah.
For America or just the world?
For America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Delco did something right. If you're from there, though, let's be fair, you probably want to kill everyone. Like, that makes sense. There's no part about me that's like, oh, yeah, Delco. There's a fucking place of positivity. Let's put a Disney World there. Let's put a Mickey Mouse there. No. No, you want to fucking kill at will down there. Next up, I want to talk about the man who was murdered over this Alabama football argument. Completely fucking rational, okay? If you weren't watching, Alabama lost on Saturday night. Number one seed in college football, where they were. Number one team in America. And they lost to a second-string quarterback and Texas A&M. The thriller was a great game. It was a great game. There was a watch party at family in Alabama's house. Not that this is a huge shock. And one of the fans was Texas A&M, and he'd gotten in an argument with the guy who was a huge Alabama fan. And right after Texas A&M won, the Alabama fan pulled out a gun and just fucking murked him right in front of everybody and then ran away. Everybody knows who this guy is, and they're looking for him now. I'm going to be honest, though. I'm not really surprised by this, and I think this should probably happen more and more.
It happens all the time.
People get heated, and I think you should have the right to be like, all right, great. Before this game starts, who's packing? Okay? Mm-hmm. Who's packing out of all of us? And just know, if you talk enough shit by the end of this, because let's face it, A&M, I mean, it was a miracle victory for them. They're not very good. If you talk enough shit, you deserve to get blown away.
I mean, there was two cousins not that long ago arguing whether or not Penny Hardaway was a good basketball coach.
Yeah.
And he shot his cousin.
In Memphis. Yeah, it was great. It's great. I'm fine with all of that. Like, that's what sports are. It's life or death, literally.
This is the fucked up thing. Like, when you see something amazing, like the kick six,
mm-hmm.
for example, in the back of your mind, you have to know that's going to kill someone.
Yes.
Like that, the kick six, as soon as it happens, you part of your brain has to know, like, someone's dying tonight.
100%. 100%. And they probably deserved it. You know, when you're talking about a fluke play like that and you're talking shit as an Auburn family, yeah, dude, somebody's going to die. If memory serves me correct, Bob, I think that was when the guy ended up poisoning the trees afterwards.
Yeah.
Right.
Was that after Cam?
Harvey Updike, I believe. Was that 2014?
Did you guys cover it on Softcore History?
No, we have not covered Harvey Updike yet on Softcore History. I don't think enough time has passed. RIP to that man, I guess. Whatever.
I guess, whatever. Look. He was a man. So he poisoned a couple hundred-year-old trees, you know, that had to have been taken down. I don't know what the significance of the trees were at Auburn, but apparently they were really fucking important because that story really took off. But yeah, I would start by saying, all right, who's packing around the room? That'll determine how much shit you're actually going to talk to somebody's face, because some of this shit gets pretty goddamn heated. And I got into it with some Texas fans over the weekend. Look, Texas isn't that goddamn good. I live here, and I hope they are, but they're not that fucking good. And when they lost a 30-point lead to Oklahoma.
I think it was only 21.
Oh, was it really?
It was 28-7, and then at one point it was 41-23.
Oof. It just felt like that game was so out of hand multiple times. Even at halftime, I think it was 31-10. I was like, all right, cool. People are getting killed over this. I have no doubt at least three or four people probably died after that outcome of that game. It was so awful. But the Texas fans were talking enough shit where I was like, man, this was in person right now, and people were carrying. Someone would probably die. I think that's worth it. I think it's worth putting something into the laws where it's I would say, because you can't go away scot-free. 5 years. Let's go 5 years on that. So if you do murder somebody over a college football game, like a Michigan fan, for example, because I went to Ohio State, I would say 5 years. Let's go.
You take your life into your own hands, depending on who you argue with about that shit right after a game.
Yeah, dude. So 5 years is fine, man. Like, let's do 5 years.
Can I throw a crazy theory out on this murder, by the way?
Go ahead.
This is going to sound wild, but I don't know. Something's telling me this is what it is. Neither of them were alumni of the schools.
Ah, all right.
That feels like the case.
I mean, look.
Big t-shirt vibes.
You think it was a couple t-shirt fans and that was it?
Man, it's always t-shirt fans.
If you murk somebody and it wasn't even a school you graduated from, that's true. And that's the best comeback I've had to people too. When people want to talk shit, I'm like, did you go to school there? Because if not, fuck off. And they're like, oh, I didn't have to go to school there. Like LeBron. People were getting on LeBron this weekend for showing up at that Browns game in LA, and all the comments were like, I thought you were a Cowboys fan, motherfucker. Now you're getting on the bandwagon with the Browns now that I think they were 3-1. They got beat this weekend in spectacular fashion, very similar to the Texas game. And they were like, what the fuck, LeBron? That's LeBron, though. And they're calling them LeBandwagon. I understand that. That motherfucker didn't go to a school. He claims Ohio State is a school. It's like, dude, he didn't even accept the scholarship offer. He could have done that before he went to the NBA. Then you could claim the school of like, oh, shit, all right, cool. Even Tiger went to Stanford for a year, for Christ's sakes.
He would have went to Duke, too.
Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah.
Just to play for Coach K. But to this day, he always says, oh, yeah, I would have played for Ohio State. I have no fucking idea.
No.
Like, accept the offer and then claim that school. I think that would have been fine. Like, that's acceptable.
Yeah, but I think he said on record that he would have went to Duke.
No. That's Kobe.
No. Yeah, no, so LeBron, too.
Kobe said he was going to go to Duke. He was a big fan of that. And then speaking of which, dude, fans getting wild. Now, this one, I agree with, man. This is Delco's world, brother. This is your world, dude. A couple of Eagles fans were arrested for having sex in the bathroom stall yesterday during the game. And I don't have a problem with this. Like, is an arrest necessary?
If anything, it just tells me Philadelphia's getting softer.
Yeah.
We used to have a jail underneath the vet. The link is getting soft, full of, you know, corporate, you know, companies. Just,
yeah.
No real fans.
So I get arrested with my dad at the old Georgia Dome. It's a new stadium now, but there is a jail underneath the stadium, so you're right. And then also the Omni, which is very, very close to there, also has a jail. For the basketball team, and I was like, oh shit, it's a tiny jail.
Oh, here's a photo.
But it exists. There we go. Put that photo up there. Look at that. Okay, so if you're going to risk it all to have sex in a bathroom and go to jail, because let's face it, this is Sunday, you're not only in jail for today, but also Indigenous Peoples Day, because that's recognized as a holiday. You're probably not getting out until Tuesday. This couple's worth it. Both the guy and the girl are attractive.
That's a Philly 9 right there.
I'd say a Philly 11, but punch in on her. Both of them.
To be fair, though, yeah. Too, this was also in Carolina.
It was in Carolina, yeah. It was in North Carolina. And look, the Carolinians aren't particularly fond of other genders going in bathrooms, as it were, anyways. So maybe that was part of it, but... It's empty at that point, and as you can see, even the dude's attractive. Like, if I peeked over the top of that shit, I'd be like, yo, I'm all in. Let's go. Like, what's the fucking problem here? And who's the snitch that reported this?
Yeah.
There's always one fucking dude who reports the shit.
I was expecting two real sloppy cheesesteak motherfuckers.
Say, I was expecting, like, a girl who was a deuce and a half barely squeezing her way out of that stall. That's not the case. We had a kid who's on the cover of Men's Fitness and then his fucking hot-ass 22-year-old girlfriend. If anything, we should be filming this, not arresting these people.
Listen, the few of us that make it out of Philadelphia and Delco, we're fine. We're not slobs.
I mean, look at these people. They're attractive as shit. Man, I bet you they were having great sex, too. Both of them physically fit and active. There's no vaccines in that couple at all. They were like, no, motherfucker, we don't fit any of those categories. We're young, we're in shape, they're unvaccinated, just having great sex at that game. And the Eagles were probably, did they win that game?
Jerry Richardson did much worse on a Jeans Friday.
Yes. Yes. Did they win this game, by the way? Did the Eagles
win?
I didn't bet it. Okay. Yeah. Even more reason to celebrate.
I missed it.
You said, so did everybody. Nobody watched that game. It's two shitty teams. Who cares?
I went to a pumpkin patch.
Now, if you would have offered me, did you really?
Yeah.
If you would have offered me the chance to see that full game in its entirety, like in silence, like no kids, no nothing, with like endless fucking seltzer and all that other shit, versus watching a goddamn hidden camera over the stall, watching that young couple fuck at the Carolina game, I'm choosing that all day long. Who stopped it? I want, like, we have a picture of them. I want a picture of who snitched. Who was the fucking snitch who went outside and was like, oh my God, I just saw two people fucking in the men's room.
Oh, that's the worst part. It's in the men's room. So it had to be a guy,
yes,
right?
It was a dude. It's a fucking dude. Pull that picture up again. You can see the urinal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a guy that was like, oh, damn that. Like, he had it. Do you think it was like a dad that was like, my kid fucking saw it?
I tell you what, give me a Jimmy Stewart impression on the dad.
Hold on a minute. There's two people doing unspeakable things in the bathroom in there. I've never seen anything like it before. He was on her and she was in him. It was, that's not what you're supposed to do in a bathroom. It's a bathroom.
Wait, I think I might have figured out the why he did it.
Why? Why did he do it? Why he snitched?
Looking at this photo, I mean, he's racially ambiguous.
Uh-huh.
So if it's a black guy and it's in North Carolina.
You think it was a race element of like, man, I don't know what that black fella was doing in there with that white woman, but I'm not having it. I'm going to go with the Jimmy Stewart on this one. I'm not going to go with a racial element. I'm going to go with the Jimmy Stewart element of probably a kid. You know, he's probably with his young son or something like that. I'm going to be honest. I have young sons. And if I walked in on that, I would give him a nice little thumbs up over the stall, and I would get my kid the fuck out of there and let him complete. I don't care. And if my kid said, hey, Dad, what was going on in there? I'd be like, look, okay, people choke in this life, all right? Sometimes they need a Heimlich maneuver, which is performed from behind, okay? Because let's face it, I'm not going to lift his little tiny body up to go and see or anything, but noises will be made, and I will give a thumbs up and then take my child out, wait for them to finish, and then have my child use the restroom afterwards, or just find another one, all right? You don't stop hot people from fucking in public. I can't say this enough. God damn it, man.
You know what I hope? There's only one way that it's legit to rat on these people. Mm-hmm. I hope they were doing it missionary.
Oh,
in the stall,
full mish in the stall,
both legs behind the toilet, like the toilet splitting the legs. That's the only valid reason to.
Man, if you go full mish, because then you've got to put her on the stall. You got to feel that heat cheek.
Heat. Horizontal on the floor.
No, you don't do that.
Someone's in a puddle.
No one does that.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only reason to rat.
No, they were too much in control. Like looking in this photo, they're no. She's not wet. Like she's got, let's face it. Those urinals or those bathrooms, the stalls, it's NFL games. It's just piss all over the floor. And usually it's like one drunk redneck who's just screaming out in front of everybody. Nothing but 975 going down this drain. And then they're pissing all over the floor. So I don't think that's the couple to do it. However, you want to throw her up on that, that toilet and get a little cheek heat on there from whoever was taking a dump in there before. And it's like, all right, great. You put her cheeks down on the toilet and then go mish. He's going to have to get down on his knees and then execute that position. And I'm fine with that because you can get the legs up high, full field goal, everything else, and really go to town on something like that. But Man, if it was full mish, congratulations. I'll pay the bail.
One of those praying nun. Okay, knees are on the seat, hands are on the back, turned around, doggy. He's not really doing much. He can just kind of pull it out real quick.
Sure.
Right, and if she looks like she's in jean shorts, which is like the worst for bathroom sex, but if she was in a nice like little skirt, she could just kind of hike that up.
Yeah.
I think that's a jean skirt. That's a jean skirt.
Ah, see, skirt.
Is it jean shorts or skirt?
It's hard to tell.
We really need to examine this like the fucking Zapruder film here, because this is probably the top story of the year.
Jean skirt says I'm going in there to fuck. Jean shorts say I got talked into it.
Are you saying skirt? I'm saying shorts. Shorts, yeah. I'm going to say shorts on this one.
Enhance.
You've got to fucking go from behind.
They're not tight enough to be shorts. That's a skirt.
I don't know.
Loose fitting jeans are the thing now with the kids with the that ladies. Fuck in the stalls.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My wife's got a pair. I know exactly what those look like. Yeah. I'm going to go shorts on this one. That's got to be a missionary fuck. And then it's like, who cares? Again, we're performing a Heimlich. And I'm still going to stick with you, Bob, on this. I think it's the Jimmy Stewart theory on this one. I think it's some fucking gimpy older dude who was just, you know, walked in with his kid and he's super offended by two hot people having extremely aggressive sex in a stall. I remember walking in on somebody on a plane once and I tapped on the door. I could tell they were fucking in there. You think I went to the fucking stewardess and was like, oh my God, I'm super offended. No, I applauded them. And I made eye contact with the dude as he walked out. And I was just like, I even gave a tip of the cap. I gave a little tip of the cap. Congratulations, sir. Don't care. And then I went in and used the restroom afterwards just because I wanted to smell the scent of sex. And be a part of this, you know? I wanted to be a part of that moment. That was a big moment for them. Now, if you can't have sex in a bathroom stall or on a plane and prefer to do it in a bed, I'd highly recommend you do it in a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Sleep so good, it's scary. Woo-hoo-hoo. Plenty of Halloween deals out there. In the world on ghostbed.com/drinking bros, including a 35% off deal right now, which is nice. It's hidden in there. It's a bundle package. So you got a bundle and an adjustable base in there, along with mattresses. And then you can put anything else, sheets, pillows, whatever. Put all the things in there. And then at checkout, there's a nice little calculator because 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest there. Type in your total. And if you have decent credit, congratulations. More than likely, you're walking out of there with a brand new bedroom set for around $35 to $38 a month. Now, if you just want 30% off a singular item or anything in the entire store, just type in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout and you're good to go. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next up, we got liquidiv.com. This is one of the easiest ad reads. I say this when I use this shit every day. I got a ghost bed. I sleep in a ghost bed every single day of my life. It's easy. I believe in the product. I love it. Same with Liquid IV. Drinking it now. Put it in the core. Core is not a sponsor. I don't know who makes this water, but it's the perfect shape. We talked about this with Herbie. I think off air, Kirk Herbstreit. Off air, we were like, he was like, what do you think of that core? And I was like, man, it's got a nice wide mouth, and I love that a lot. Plus, I can just put my Liquid IV directly into this fucking thing, and boom, I'm good to go. I carry these everywhere I go. So chances are if you find me out, I've either drank in it or it's still in my backpack and I got a few in there. Easy to travel with. You're good to go. And you go to liquidiv.com today and you're going to use that promo code Drinking Bros there. You're going to get a big, big savings. What do we have this month out of Liquid IV? I believe, boom, coming in at 25%. 25% off. Promo code Drinking Bros at checkout at liquidiv.com. Ton of new flavors in there. Give the watermelon a go. That's my new jam. That and the apple pie flavor are the best. It'll double rehydrate you. You just pour it in some water. It's like a little powder packet. I've had one of these every day, I think, for like 3 or 4 years at this point. Damn, dude. It's great for hangovers, and it's great for just hydrating you like extremely quickly so you can go out and enjoy your day. Now, you can grab your favorite Liquid IV flavors nationwide at Walmart, because they're in Walmart. They're in all the fancy places now. Or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. It's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using the promo code Drinkin' Bros at liquidiv.com.
They don't just have hydration stuff, by the way.
Yeah.
I really have a ton of stuff too. I ordered their fucking, essentially their version of emergency.
Yeah.
But it's like better.
It's yeah.
Because it's liquid IV.
You know what's funny, man? I used to use that emergency all the time, that orange packet. Dude, I was religious about it, especially on like trips. Because I was worried about getting sick and shit. Now with COVID, I'm above the law because I've had it. And I'm not worried about getting anything anymore. Not even AIDS. But I ditched it, man. And I went with Liquid IVs, their new one. It comes in an orange packet.
Yeah.
I think it's called Immunity.
It's like Immunity Boost or something. Yeah. You'll see it on the website when you buy it. But I ordered that, like, because me and my wife ordered a bunch the other day.
Actually, cut to a shot of you guys. I'll pull it out of my... I think I have one in my fucking backpack right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We'll just dance here.
No lie, I still carry a backpack like a child.
I do that too.
Oh, I'm shit, back. I do. Hey, no lies. So you can flip that now. Here we go. I carry a backpack like a child every day because I like to feel childlike when I do these shows every day. Boom, there it is. Look what here's the hydration one. I use this shit all the time, everywhere I go. Now this was packed for Kansas City. Didn't get to use it, so fuck off. Southwest, you goddamn assholes. And Delta, all of them. None of the airlines are good. Don't think I have a favorite anymore. It's kind of like politics. You got to pick something. Otherwise, you're going to be taking fucking Amtrak in this life. And that's that. Man, they really fucking bonus. I'm sorry, Jeremy Farmer. You bought all that nice stuff for us. And we fucked you. Hopefully, Drinking Bro of the Week will do it. If not, I'll give you some dope-ass tickets to a Chiefs game. Oh, we sent, you know who got my tickets last night? It was Bill Schofield.
Yeah, I saw him posting he was at the game.
Yes. So, gave the tickets to Bill. Because we had a huge plan for last night. Chet was going to be on camera. I got tickets right behind the field goal. So, every time there's an extra point or a field goal, we knew it was going to be a high-scoring game. Still picked the under in that teaser last night. Won again on that. More on that in the NFL show later on in the week. But we knew we'd be on camera, and so I said, Bill... He got there, and I was like, you're going to have to take my tickets, man. It was his anniversary with his wife. I said, take your lady. These are the best seats ever, and they're hilarious. And sure enough, they are. And we had a poster board that said, let's go Brandon on it. And so if you just rewind that game last night, so the first extra point of the evening, he's standing up with a bright yellow sign. Him and his wife were on TV the whole game last night. It was a blast, but that was supposed to be Jack Mandeville. And he was going to wear that Bills 69 jersey crop top and with the belly hanging out and was going to hold some signs and a bunch of fun shit last night. And it got ruined. Got ruined by the airlines last night. You can't even put a price on that. I can't even call and say, hey, what did you lose, sir? What was the value of that last night? What's the value of seeing a fat Jack Mandeville in his prime? And I say fat lovingly, in his prime. Behind the field goal posts, where it's mandatory. You can't not show him every single time there was a field goal or an extra point. What's the price on that? You can't put one. Can't put one on there. What's the price of happiness? Same thing, okay? It's the same equation. And when the world missed out, not just me, not just the Drinking Bros listener, the world missed out on Jack Mandeville on television last night, and that one hurts my fucking soul, dude. It hurts my goddamn soul. And by the way, I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of this shit. Like, it's getting stranger and stranger. Walmart and Costco just announced that they're limiting toilet paper sales. So are we expecting something else to happen?
The supply chain in general is just fucked.
But for everything across the board.
I think it's just when you say supply chain, that it pretty much just means everything. I was actually thinking last night, I was like, fuck, dude, do I need to like... order a shit ton of more formula for my kid, like just now. Like,
maybe
just do it.
Maybe I get a call on the way here. We put out like I don't know things with like calls with car dealers all over the area. So we're just trying to get these fucking trucks for taxes, and we're starting to get towards the end of the year. It's crazy that Halloween is almost upon us. This is Halloween. I get a call from a dealership right before we got on air, and they were like, "Hey, we have a truck. Do you want to buy this truck?" I was like, yeah, do you have a photo of like the MSRP and all that other shit? And they're like, yes, but you're going to have to add $3,000 to this because we're just marking up the MSRP. And I was like, okay. It's like buying a house now where the price doesn't really matter. And the realtor just says, look, you're going to have to go at least 10K over asking to have a shot at this, all right, or you're fucked. That's what it feels like. So I'm going to meet this guy after work. Giorgio, I'm going to need to take that white truck, brother. I'll swap you out for it, and we can find out what happens. But yeah, they're going to limit toilet paper sales. And now toy companies, as of today, are warning their parents that there's going to be shortages of toys as well for Christmas, and they're asking people to go ahead and order these online. So in the stores that they've listed, Target, Costco, Home Depot, and Sears, I think the most shocking element of this article was that Sears is still a company, and I just found that out right now. So Sears is still up and running, huh? You don't say. I remember as a child, my grandfather telling me, he was like, look, when you grow up, you're going to have to save your money and stash it away. And, you know, the best way to do that would be to put it in stocks like Sears, solid companies that will never go anywhere. Well, my grandfather's dead, the one that gave that advice. But if he were alive today and I got to say one thing to him, I would look him in the eyes and I would say, you really fucked up with that Sears thing, Gramps. It's not real. Doesn't exist. I don't know anybody who's gone into a Sears, by the way. We try to get photos taken of, D'Anthony and I try to get photos taken of ourselves in there, doing like the cowboy portraits and all that fun stuff in there. And that appears to be gone as well. What were the name, what was the name of that fucking thing? They had a specific name, the portraits at Sears.
No idea.
Look it up. Look up the portraits at Sears. I'm telling you, it's a very specific thing. God damn it, man.
Like, I think Amelie, they moved all the artwork to the Denver airport.
Did they really?
Same stuff.
Look at the Sears portraits. It was called something specific. And I know because that's where I was taken as a child to get all my portraits taken. And it was like lots of browns, soft browns and velvets.
I mean, Sears portrait studios have been closed since like 2013, apparently.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Like, but was it Lasting Memories? Was it called that?
No, Lasting Memories was one. And then there was the glamour shots in the mall. But yeah, man, if you look at all of my family portraits, when that was a thing, I don't know. Do you guys do that anymore?
No,
I haven't done it.
No, I haven't seen my family in years.
Yeah, I know you haven't, Delco. I haven't taken my kids for a family like sit down portrait because it's fucking weird.
We did a little baby shoot at home.
Yeah,
recently.
Okay, well that's normal. A lot of people are renting photographers and shit. You used to have to go to Sears and get the family portraits or the ones with the kids, and they would honk the clown horn behind camera. Look here, and the kids fucking crying and all that other shit. That was us, and that was Sears. But other than that, I had no reason to ever go into a Sears my entire life.
You can just order in the catalog.
Yeah.
Send it right to your house.
Yeah, and I don't even know if the catalog exists. They don't want people jacking off to anymore. Right? Didn't they nuke that out where they're like, ooh,
I don't know.
Too many people are jacking off to that Sears.
Did that survive past like 1930?
It did. That kept going for a while. Dude, I got a fucking Yellow Pages like 3 years ago, and I was shocked by that. I was like, who has a home phone still that I need these Yellow Pages that I'm actually going to be calling people? Well, I'd need that if I was going back to the future to hit up Doc Brown, find out where he lived. But otherwise, when that thing showed up, I was pissed off. I almost chased the guy down. The Yellow Page guy was like, hey, dude, I don't need this. What the fuck am I going to do with this besides a step stool or something for my baby to sit on to eat his cereal? We're all done with that. We're done with the Sears catalog. We're done with the fucking Yellow Page bullshit. I mean, I'm assuming if Sears is still open, they got a catalog. I just got one from LL Bean last week, which I didn't know was still around. I'd rock that backpack too forever that had the monogram on it of my initials, RMP. What up, dude? I miss it. I miss LL Bean. I wonder if I can still go back and get a backpack with that on it. There's one around here.
Yeah, it's mine.
Is that yours?
Yeah, my LL Bean backpack's right over there.
Bring that over on camera here. Let's show this to the people. This was the fucking one that I used to have. Is that blue one?
Yeah.
I used to have this one. Is it monogrammed?
No, I didn't monogram.
Well, what if you lose it, Bob? There it is. Look at that. That's the exact one that I had. That's a nice bag.
Yeah.
That looks relatively new, or you took really good care of it, which
I
is
got it like a month ago.
You got it a month ago. It's a great bag. I'm actually jealous of your backpack game. I've got it's a great backpack, and I enjoy it. I'm not going to shit on my backpack. And my mom actually got it for me for Christmas. I love it. I didn't know L.L. Bean was still an option.
Yeah, no. We were a JanSport family.
Yeah. Were you all JanSport?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. You were strapped like JanSport.
With our dickies, you know?
I like a good JanSport. Like, I'm fine with a JanSport. Shit, I forgot to tell. When we were moving one time, we did find an old L.L. Bean backpack in a brand new, ask Jesse when she gets here, we found a brand new, never touched Trapper Keeper inside of it from like, I don't know, 1990 or something. Beautiful piece. I don't know how much that would be worth today, but I'm going to keep that along with that Ed Sheeran jacket. And if crypto ends up shit in the bed, then I'm gonna sell both of those, obviously, for top price and be able to afford my mortgage.
I got a vintage Trapper Keeper on eBay for $20.
Mm. What condition is it in, Bob?
This looks new, but then I'm seeing everything from 20 to 100.
20 to 100?
Yeah.
So mine had it looked like some type of Lamborghini or Ferrari on the cover.
Okay.
See if they have those, because that I have a feeling like that bumps it up a little more, you know. I'd be super stoked with the money that I received from that, because that's our next story here. Jamie Dimon still says that crypto is useless. Bitcoin is absolutely useless. He does not understand it. However, everybody else is jumping into it. Company wise, JP Morgan is going to have their own crypto coin.
Hold on, is this your Trapper Keeper?
Do you have it? Are you able to put it on screen? Oh, shit, that's it. Put it up there. There you go. That's what I got. Look at that. Look at that fucking thing. That's a Lambo, right? I don't know anything about cars.
Fuck. What does it say?
Lambo or
Lamborghini
Ferrari?
Countach.
Oh, yeah, brother. That's the one I got. That's the one I got, dude. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Scroll down. It's the other one. Go back to that. Pop it up on screen. I'll tell you which one. Pop it up full screen. All right, there you go. So, yes, and then over, one down, two over. This is Battleship next to it. There you go. Pop that open. Boom. Boom. Look at that fucking beaut, dude. There it is. That's the one I got. And I think that's a Ferrari or maybe a Corvette. Who knows? That's the exact one, though. So I have a feeling that's probably worth way more. Way more, Bob. But as far as the crypto goes here with the JP Morgan shit, if you're a financial institution and you're selling crypto, it's going to go horrifically wrong. So Jamie Dimon, I don't know about the Bitcoin and all that other shit. All I know is this. I got in when these dummies told me to, bought low, and it's real goddamn high right now. Eventually, I'm going to sell it, I think, because it's going to cap out, right? We can't keep having these prices escalate. Is there a shot that Bitcoin will really go over $100,000 for one coin? Genuinely. I'm asking your honest opinion on this. Yes?
A million is the goal.
It's the goal. Look, we've all got goals in this life. Whether or not we achieve them is another fucking story. But
that's setting the bar low, too.
Yeah.
A milli.
No way, dude. What's your honest guess? What do you think that thing's really going to go for?
Like Bitcoin?
Yeah.
Like by end of year?
Uh-huh.
It's probably going to be the same.
Probably around the 50, 60 range?
Mm-hmm.
Because earlier, I think earlier in the year, it was 65, and then it crashed. And that's when you guys told me to get it. And so I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll throw some money in this. That and Ethereum. Now, Ethereum's got, like, other uses in the blockchain and all that other shit. So that one could go up. But
Bitcoin is gold. Ethereum is silver.
Yeah. So here's where I'm at with this. I used to be in the Jamie Dimon camp of this is the dumbest thing of all time. Now I'm in this camp of, like, this is the future. And everybody's, if you're JP Morgan, you're going to fucking manipulate the crypto world with this type of shit. It means everybody else is going to be doing it, brother. And then the other thing that everybody's saying, this is this speculation, that Black Friday will be the announcement that Amazon starts taking crypto. I don't see why they wouldn't at this point. Once the money gets out of your I don't know what you have. I've got Coinbase for my app.
You can buy fucking crypto through Venmo now.
Yeah, dude. So, like, what are we doing anymore? If you can buy shit with it, then it's real. Like, That's the whole, if people are willing to fucking give you a good for whatever currency you're offering them, how is it fake?
Also, if we're going to inflate the economy, it's going to go up. So
yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, if you want like an optimistic view of what it's going to be at the end of 2020, Bitcoin could hit 70.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If it hits 70, shit, then I might sell. That's really high. I think I got it at like 20. So I would probably think about selling. Save up for things. I'd probably get rid of it. What were you going to say, Bob?
I just have a fun quote I wanted to throw out there from Jock Peterson from the Braves that just came through.
Yeah, yeah.
They asked him about hitting that high fastball out for a 3-run home run. They're like, how'd you catch up to that? And his response to the reporter was, I'm a pretty good player. I don't know.
That's what you need to say in this life.
Yeah.
That's what I wish everyone would say in this
life. It's like, I'm fucking good. I don't know, man. I'll tell you.
I'm fucking good, dude. I was working out this morning and an old Kid Rock song came on. And he was bitching about like this in this song. He was bitching about like what it's like to be famous or whatever. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm living like a real big shot that I am. And it's like, yeah, dude, that's why we love Kid Rock back in the day. When you're able to talk about yourself like that in the third person and all that shit, or I'm just really fucking good, that's what you should say. I like that confidence going into the next game. Is it in Atlanta?
Yeah.
All right.
Next game's tomorrow in Atlanta. Hopefully we don't go to game 5, but that would be in Milwaukee on Thursday.
Okay. Okay. Next up in the new Superman, Jonathan Kent, son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane, will soon begin a romantic relationship with a male friend. DC Comics announced Monday the same-sex relationship is just one of the fun, flirty ways that Jonathan Kent, who goes by John, is proving to be a different Superman than his famous father. I feel like that's everyone, though, right? I feel like Magic Johnson, the guy who got AIDS, fucked 10,000 women. There it is. Look at them. Look at that. So forgive me, because I don't know the DC world that well. Is he a little tiny Superman? Did he have superpowers as well? And that's his gay lover right there?
I also don't know DC very well, but that's the kid, right?
It's the son, yeah. It's Jonathan Kent. It's Clark Kent's son. But that's a nice little thing there. I think I even be honest about it. Oh, he's got arrows on that are going up and down. I think they use, just staring at this picture right now with the purple hair and shit, the pink hair. If I'm the gay community, I'm kind of mad about that fucking portrayal, you know? Why can't it be just a fucking ripped, jacked fucking gay dude? Like a West Hollywood gay, where it's just like, man, they're fucking golds. I can lift more than Delco Dan, doing squats all goddamn day. Like, instead of this little fuckboy, that's the real anger I would have. If I'm the gay community and you gave us a little twink character like that for that show that picture again. This jacked up little Superman baby, and that's who he's going to be dominating, is this fucking dude. I'd be pissed off if I'm the gay community, you know? Also, he's still white. I'm sure there are going to be people bitching about that. We don't do white and white relationships anymore, okay? Let's mix that up as well and do something about it. But to me, that's a little too on the nose as far as like stereotype-wise for gay people. So, I don't know. Last but not least, I watched this Chappelle special for Netflix. And I don't have any issue with it. They're trying to cancel Chappelle right now for it. Every single person is come out and saying it. I don't have any issue with the Chappelle fucking 1-hour special on Netflix. I thought it was great, actually. I haven't laughed that hard in a really fucking long time. I think the shocking thing for most people is just seeing comedy that's that aggressive now, because we just don't see it anymore. I'm obviously a huge comedy fan. I was trying to think after watching that when I've seen a special that aggressive, and I think the last Chappelle special was the one. How about you guys? Have you seen a special that aggressive in a while to compare it to?
I haven't watched it yet, the most recent one.
You did, Delco. Yeah. To me, that's what the fucking hubbub is all about. It's like, it's like, no, dude, it was just an aggressive stand-up set. That shit used to happen all the fucking time.
I mean, Jezelnik does a lot of that. I mean, but that's his whole shtick, is to be as offensive as possible.
Right, but it's like, he's not as big as Chappelle, and it's not delivered in that manner. Which is why he's the greatest of all time. He even says in the special that he's the greatest of all time, which made me laugh even harder because
he called himself the GOAT.
The GOAT, dude. Which made me laugh harder because it's fucking true. But I don't have an issue with it, and it's comedy. He said it numerous fucking times. Shit. The beauty of it was is he went on to Hollywood Bowl to do a live screening of it. Snoop Dogg and a bunch of people and every A-list celebrity there and their mother was there. They were dying laughing, and he said, look, if this is what it feels like to be canceled, it's great. I fucking love it. And I understand it. Will he do his... He said at the end of it he wasn't doing a special for a long time afterwards, but I think it's just because he's probably exhausted from doing all the...
Or his contract's up.
The other shit, yeah. One of the two. One of the two.
It's probably the latter.
Yeah, because he, you know, he was getting 30 a special, either 20 or 30 million a special. And it's up now.
Two for 40 million like Chappelle.
Contract's up. And he did mention Netflix by name numerous times throughout the special. So, yeah, one would have to imagine that he's jockeying for it. And it's not a bad way than to do it in public like that, okay? It usually turns out in your favor. If you argue about things in public, especially when you have a huge following, it happens. You get the deal. You get the fucking deal done. The other one was the one where he was bitching about Comedy Central selling the rights of Chappelle's show to HBO and Netflix and saying that he didn't get paid for it and that they own the rights and everything else. Now, that one I didn't feel bad for. It was like, hey, dude, they actually did own the rights to that shit. So they could do whatever they wanted. They also offered you $50 million to do two seasons at 10 episodes apiece. And you freaked out and you went to Africa. So, yeah. But he went and bitched about that publicly, and he got paid. Congratulations, Comedy Central caved and actually paid them. But he would have loved to have seen this story with the Superman comes out, the Superman's son coming out. Because half the special is about that. This is Wendy Rogers. Who's Wendy Rogers up there?
This is an Arizona state senator who is... This I didn't even like look this up or anything. I was just fucking around on my own Twitter and this came across my feed. She's very upset that Superman isn't fucking Lois Lane. Although she goes on to spell, doesn't understand that it's Superman's kid, goes on to call ironically, deeply ironically, Lois Lane, Lewis Lane.
Ah.
Which would be a gentleman.
Yeah.
Presumably. Or Louis. Yeah. Louis Lane.
Louis Lane. Yeah. That's a fun flirty nickname. So I'll read this here for the audio show. Superman loves, put that back up. Superman loves Louis Lane. Spelling error. Period. Hollywood is trying to make Superman gay, and he is not. Just rename the new version Thuperman. That's with a Thuperman. So we can all know the difference and avoid seeing it. Why Thuperman with a, that's a lisp. Oh, is that what she, was she going for that jab?
She's going for the, yeah, for the gay lisp jab. Someone's paying her, like, just do your job. What do you?
What is? What's her title? She's senator, Congress.
She's a state senator in Arizona.
You make what, $225 off that gig, or is that?
I think a state senator would probably make a dick, but we'll let me look.
No,
it
no,
up.
No. I know. Congress, just any seat in Congress, it's universal. You get $175,000. Look up how much a senator makes. I think,
but it's a state senator.
Oh, for this.
So it's a state legislator.
Got it. Okay,
she's making 24.
They don't make dick.
Yeah. She's making 24. Plus,
I thought it was a senator from the state of Arizona.
No.
Got it. Oh yeah, if you're in that job, yeah, you're probably looking at 40. Like, but to use the gay lisp at the end of it, Thuperman with a TH, man, a lot of thought went into that joke though, Wendy. And I'll applaud the thought of it, but...
not enough to spell check.
No. The execution was terrible, Wendy. Wendy Rogers. Do we have a pic of Wendy Rogers? Like, what does she look like in real life?
She's laser eyes.
Laser focused on that pic. She's got lasers coming out of her eyes and the American flag behind
her.
She's
in the Air Force?
Is she military? She's ex-military. Okay. All right. Well, that was a... Is that the... Oh, she's the one. Okay, pop her. Scroll in. Zoom in on her face there. Because that's giving me lesbian vibes. Right there. So maybe there's a little bit of projecting from her, from Wendy, where it's just like, she's got her own shit hidden going on. And yeah, because this is definitely, she's got that no fuss haircut there towards the bottom. So who knows?
It's her Air Force cut. That's the pilot cut.
It's a pilot cut. Now, I will say this, Wendy. Yes, they are turning a character and everything gay or trans in all of these superheroes. What was the last one we read? Was it Robin that was gay? Did he come out as gay?
Robin was gay, but that's an easy retcon because you just have to look at Robin.
Yeah, exactly. And but they, you know, they built him like that, right?
They did.
So that's they built him.
I personally think it's troubling that Superman's having sex with any human being.
Why?
You know, remember the Mallrats joke? Like he has to fuck Wonder Woman because he'd blow a load out the back of Lois Lane. Like he'd just leave a fucking hole in her spine. It's not any different for the guy.
Oh, it's true, man. It's absolutely true. But look, Hollywood-wise, shit. Yes, they're turning all the characters and all the things. They're at least one of them, gay or trans or something else.
That load control that he has to have.
Oh.
Right? So he's able to just kind of like let it leak out. Yeah. Like he's able to make it not a shot.
And then just hold it in. His self-control, though, I would imagine is pretty good, right? If he was banging out a whore, that's why he has to be with Lois Lane. If he was banging out a whore and just unleashed a load, yeah, it would fucking kill that woman, whoever it is. Yeah, man, shit. Yeah, we got another one. Wendy, buckle up, dude. The rest of this shit is going gay and trans and everything else. Hollywood is got a really fucking bad conscience right now, and they're trying to change it. They're changing all of it, Wendy.
Or they're trying to monetize.
Monetize. No. Hey, you know the big example of that, of not being able to monetize it, was remember when the Catholic Church flipped a couple years ago and they were like, we love gay people. Jesus is going to accept you and all that other shit. And then 2 years later, they flip-flopped. They looked at the financials behind it and they were like, ah, shit, man. There's not really enough gay people out into the world who are also involved in religion. We got to walk that back because the rest of our community is pissed off about it. If there's enough money there, sure. I don't know what the money is in this. And especially, I could guarantee you the gay people are not going to be happy about that betrayal.
The last place the Catholic Church needs to appeal to are America's coasts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I would probably just keep leaning in on, like, South America and stuff like that and not really the, like, anywhere in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, St. Louis and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And whatever Latin American immigrants who are here who are Catholic. But, like, for the most part. Like whoever's like the Irish and Italians here, sure, but by and large, yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't your sweet spot.
No, I get it. I was gonna get out of here and then this other story popped up. Bob, roll over to TMZ and I'll read this one. This is fucking crazy. Is this real? It is real. So Demi Lovato is saying don't call ETs alien anymore. It is freaking offensive, is what she's saying now. She's talking about, so Demi Lovato, yes, she does not want, she said we should retire the term alien when referring to extraterrestrials. This is completely dead serious. You can pop that up on the screen.
There's not a chance.
This is real.
She might have said this tongue in cheek.
Nope. The pop star made the bizarre plea to us Earthlings during an interview with Australian outlet Pedestrian.tv, which I'm a huge fan of. I'm kidding. I've never heard of it. In which they say the term alien itself is offensive, even as it pertains to actual would-be aliens from outer space who may or may not be zipping around here. The context here is Demi's plug-in, this new Peacock special called Identified, where her and her friends go looking for proof of Martians and don't seem to find anything. Who decided to greenlight this?
She's just a crazy person.
A crazy person.
Like if I was any sort of protected class, you know, if I was gay or trans or anything like that, I would be like, someone get every ounce of social media and microphone away from her.
Yeah.
Like, you're not helping.
And this interview gets crazier. It's not just this. She goes on to say, I really think that if there was something out there, that they would want us to do that. And meaning Demi and her friends would have gotten the aliens in this documentary, and it would have happened by now. But I think that we have to stop calling them aliens because it is a derogatory term for anything. That's why I like to call them ETs. So yeah, that's a little tidbit, a little information that I learned from doing this documentary. Congratulations, Demi. Congratulations. I had no idea that just a rich-ass pop star who just got a vanity product project approved, like you and your buddies going to look for fucking aliens, that a network would fund this, and then you would get offended by it. Man. I give up, dude. I give up on the... There's no shot at returning to normalcy anymore. Whenever D'Anthony is on the show and he talks about liberty and the pursuit of what we need to do and all that other shit, I always say to him the same thing. No. Like, we're not going to fix any of this. We've gone too far. We've gone too far down the fucking rabbit hole. And we keep giving these people more money to do dumb shit like this so they can keep doing even more dumb shit when they go on talk shows to promote their dumb shit. It's over, dude.
It'll bounce back.
It will not bounce back. It's not crypto, dude.
Buy the dip in America.
I'm not buying the dip on America right now. We're all fucking in. We're all going down the fucking rabbit hole, dude. Fuck.
You literally just bought the dip on America. You bought a house.
Who did?
You.
Yeah. I did not buy the dip on that house. I can promise you that.
Well, you got in early. You got in before the bull market.
No. I'm riding that fucking bull, holding on with one hand, because the bull is looking up at me going, bro, you got fucked on this one. And if you don't hold on, I'm going to fucking spear you right through the heart. Listen, we're in Austin. We're in Austin, Texas.
I believe in the bull god, Kid Rock, and this country's going to bounce back.
The problem is, we need somebody like Kid Rock. Yeah, I know.
R.I.P.
I know. It's a story for another day, but the problem is we don't have any Kid Rocks coming up. We need people who are just the Conor McGregors are dead, dude. All the people that we need to come out front and center and talk shit in the world are dead. Like, Ross, McGregor's not coming back.
He's very much alive.
He's alive, but he's not doing the shit, the cool shit. He's not beating ass.
He bought a Lamborghini yacht.
I understand that, but it's rich from a previous marriage. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like when fucking Mackenzie Bezos got all that money and then she donated to the schools and everybody's like, why are they talking about the cock rocket and Jeff going up to space? She's giving money away to fucking handless children in Florida.
UCF, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the schools.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't care. I don't care about that. We need the fucking cock rocket, dude. That's all we want. It's got to be big shit in front of our face. America's back.
Did y'all talk about Elon moving Tesla to Austin?
No. Elon's right. Elon Musk just moved the entire Tesla corporation, everything there to Austin, Texas.
Can't wait to pay double rent.
Yeah. Buckle up. That's why I got that other house just in time.
Got that locked in rate.
Oh, boy. Had to. You didn't have a choice. Could put down a fucking crazy down payment for that bullshit. But yeah, dude, we're not back. We're not even close to being back. We're not coming back anytime goddamn soon. Fuck. Who is it? Who's the next Kid Rock out there? Who's the next fucking dude that's going to do like, fuck you, get in your face and do shit that's actually good, right? Like McGregor. When McGregor was at the height of his powers, he was beating ass, knocking people out in fucking 10 seconds, telling everybody to go fook themselves, F-O-O-K. Champ shit, and then now we have this guy who's getting pushed over at the MTV Movie Awards by MG Gay, and he's got a fucking cane, dude. And all he can do is barely struggle to his feet in his fucking air cast and his cane like an old man, and then half-heartedly toss a drink on Megan Fox. We're not there. You gotta do cool shit to do the other cool shit. Like, who is it? Brady's too classy for that. Musician-wise... Shit, who's cool musically that doesn't give a fuck anymore right now? Like, who genuinely doesn't give a fuck right now? I can't name that person. So, yeah, I think we're fucked, man.
Look, we all just want to say Morgan Wallen.
I know. Everybody wants to say Morgan Wallen. Look, I've said the same thing. I think he has a lot of talent. I think he's got the potential. He needs that one global banger, though. Not just here. And don't come at me with like whiskey glasses and all that other shit. Like I look, I'm a Morgan Wallen fan of, I'm a fan of his music. He's a good dude in real life. We just got to meet him a couple weeks ago. However, he's that global banger, dude. And I said the same thing to him. I said, look, dude, if this next album you come out with is all hits up and down the board, just nonstop fucking global smash hits, if you get a fucking Old Town Road in there somewhere, you're good, brother. Nobody's going to care that you ever said the N-word, ever. Because talent supersedes. Kanye's going through that right now, that crazy motherfucker. He's at the height of all of his shit. Dropped a banger of an album. Kim just hosted SNL over the weekend. She actually did a decent job, by the way. I don't know if you watched it. Kim Kardashian did a decent enough job. The writers let her down, and that's something that every fucking person is struggling with, including Keegan-Michael Key. How does Key and Peele not have the best writing staff when they come on SNL? That's their own fault. But I'll give a shout out to Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, there was a
she was good this weekend.
There was a thing a couple of years ago where people got mad at Chris Rock for bringing in his own writers.
Mm-hmm. That's why. It's because the writers they have no balls. They're stuck. People were pissed off about her monologue over the weekend.
They have like a fun new kind of young group that's the new Beck Bennett,
yeah.
Kyle Mooney situation. They did like a Seltzer
Beck,
sketch.
Beck Bennett.
Beck's gone now, which is dumb. And I would have rather had him than Kyle Mooney on there, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have like this new group, and it was like the most benign like get the Seltzer thing. Did you see it?
Oh, it was
the most benign, lame fucking.
They just don't have.
Yeah, it was still one of the better sketches I've done in a long time.
Yeah,
and it was not good.
No, it's not good. And here's the issue with it is you go into that writer's room and you're like, all right, great. Writers, the comedy writers, the biggest dirtbags on the planet, including myself. You say the worst, most horrific shit in those writer rooms of all time, and that's what makes it epic. And that's what makes epic comedy. Now you have people in there for every fucking horrific joke you write, looking over your shoulder, going, "No, I think it's a little too much. Taking it too far. Gonna dial it back, dial it back, dial it back." And then at the end, you're left with the bullshit that you're seeing, which is these watered down sketches that you could tell the germ of the idea was good, but they couldn't execute it because everybody was tapping them on the shoulder, going, "No, you can't do that. You're gonna bend somebody and everything else." And blah blah blah. I bet you Kim Kardashian brought somebody else in to write that opening monologue. Because it was good, and she went all in on Kanye and the personality, and the sisters getting plastic surgery to look like her. Like, it was really fucking good.
It was a good monologue, yeah. And it's one of the. So I noticed this change around the time. It was like right after Will Ferrell left,
mm-hmm.
but it was really like it was right after Will Ferrell left. Where before that. The hosts pretty much did their monologue uninterrupted.
Yeah.
And then after that, I don't know if they were just trying to get extra time, which I don't blame them for, but like the fucking cast members started interjecting themselves into every monologue.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't a monologue anymore.
No.
It turned into like just the second sketch of the night because it's the cold open.
Yeah.
And yeah, Kim just did a normal monologue.
Yeah.
There was no one came out and was like, "Oh, Kim." Like, I kind of miss that, to be honest. Like, some people need help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But... It was great. Yeah.
She was great, and by all reports, she was there like 20 hours a day, working her ass off. She knew if you fuck that up, like you'll never hear the end of it. And she did pretty good. The writing was fucking shit. Nothing you can do about that. There's some people in the comments here about country stars here. Sturgill Simpson is great. Yes, he is great. Upchurch is great. All these guys are great. But we need a nice. Fuck you guy out in front, dude. An America's Bat guy. You need Toby Keith right after 9/11. That's what you need, like that type of dude who's out front and center. Fucking USA. Backing. That's what we need. But we don't have that anymore. Trump's gone and they took away all of his shit. He was that guy for 4 years. At least he said, fuck you, and America's the goddamn best. I was listening to, some weird remix of... God, it was the College Game Day one that everybody's playing at its campus parties right now. And it was awesome. In the middle of it, it's got this quote from Trump at a rally where he's like, "We're going to keep winning. We're going to keep winning so much. Everything's going to win and win, 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 win." That's what we need. We need that type of shit. Not like, "Hey, everyone, if you don't get the vaccination, it's like holding a gun in front of someone else's face so I can't live." Fuck off with that bullshit, all right? We want to hear... some DeSantis shit that we're above the law, eat fucking bologna off the goddamn street. I don't care if it's 3 days old and it's got mayonnaise on it. That's what we want to hear. Like, hey, stuff that in your fucking face. Everything's going to be fine. Go out and drink some Four Loko. Punch somebody in the face. Do some cocaine. Don't pull out. And have a great fucking time. We need that shit. Then America will be back. Right now, it's at a down moment. Okay? Superman's got a gay kid. All right? We're going to have to accept that. That's the world we're in right now. We need some rock stars or some athletes or somebody to fucking pick up the goddamn American flag, wave it around, and go ham again, dude. I just don't know who that is. God damn it. I'm going to keep looking. When we do find that motherfucker, we're going to put him on this show and get back in USA again. Okay? Because America will be back at some point. This dip, though, I have a feeling is going to last for, I don't know. I'm going to ballpark a number here at random. 3 more years. And this dip's going to last for 3 more years. In America, the America dip is going to last for 3 more years. And then we'll see what happens, okay? We'll see what happens after that. I don't know who's out there lurking in the shadows, but there's going to be someone, goddammit. Appreciate you tuning in today. D'Anthony Holloway will be back with us tomorrow. He's on the way back from KC. And looking forward to that. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. That is all the advertisers care about in this world. Had a fun time today.
Huge guest tomorrow?
Huge guest, do we?
That Wednesday? Okay, huge guest Wednesday.
Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Have I? I haven't even looked at Wednesday's schedule yet. Who we got?
We have Brett Saberhagen tomorrow on sports, but Wednesday we have a very big guest.
Saberhagen, his mom actually passed away. So our condolences go to the Saberhagen family. He will not be with us tomorrow. Wednesday, I think, is Doug Ellen, the creator of Entourage.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be fucking awesome. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's in a fucking beef right now with the creator of Billions and the network of HBO. So we'll ask him about that. There's a very public feud going on for anybody who likes that show. And I heard he will talk about it. He goes all in on shit like that. So looking forward to it. And the guests keep getting bigger. There's one that confirmed that is like the second biggest of all time. And if this goes down, my God, man, I will be
Tom Cruise.
No, bigger than Tom Cruise. I think he was at a Chargers game, I think, this weekend, or no, he was at a baseball game. He was at the playoffs game the other night. Whenever that date is, we will fucking rally around the family with a pocket full of shells and be just unbelievably amped about it. But I want to get that one in the can. I want to get that recorded before I start talking shit on who that's going to be, because it's awesome. But everything's great here. Fuck, America's back on this goddamn show. As long as you keep rating it and reviewing it. 5-star on iTunes. Steal a phone. I don't care if you have a fucking Android. Steal someone else's phone, goddammit. Just rate the show and then walk away. It's everybody on YouTube. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.